Hi, I'm Jamie Chambers, Vice President of Margaret Weiss Productions and lead designer of the Serenity role-playing game, and you're listening to The Tome Show.
Welcome to The Tome, episode 94. The Tome is a D&D news, reviews, and interview show, and I'm your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. In this episode, we're going to hard-boil the Ape Lord and the Half-Dead from Jeremiah McCoy. This episode is brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for using the Tome's Amazon store. And thanks also to Jeremiah McCoy from The Basics of the Game, who sent in this review of the Ape Lord and the Half-Dead, two races for 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, created by the guys over at One Bad Egg Publishing, a bunch of third-party independent sort of guys who are trying to bring their flavor of gaming into 4th edition D&D with the One Bad Egg brand. They've released several PDF publications at this point. The Ape Lord and the Half-Dead will give you a sampling of the kinds of things they're doing with these two new races, one of them being a monkey-based and one of them being maybe something to do instead of raising your character from the dead when they die. In any case, I will turn it over to Jeremiah McCoy. And take it away, Jeremiah.
So, Jeff over at the Tome Show has asked me to take a look at the first new 4th edition products of a group called One Bad Egg. This is an interesting project, actually. One Bad Egg was started by 4 indie game developers to produce content for 4th edition. Fred Hicks and Rob Donahue from Evil Hat Games managed to get some well-earned praise for their work on Fate 3.0 and Spirit of the Century. Chris Hanneron is one of the co-owners of Endgame in Oakland, California, and co-owner of Indie Press Revolution. Attorney Justin Jacobson is the owner of Blue Devil Games, which produced the acclaimed sci-fi setting, Dawning Star, and the popular Poisoncraft supplement as well. These guys and the freelancers they are working with set out to make a high-quality supplemental material in small, bite-sized PDFs. They are starting with the World Seed products. World Seeds are small bits of setting info built to be dropped into any campaign. Their first setting is called The Shroud. Not long ago, in the once frozen north, beneath the vast glaciers that covered the ground, a single chasm, miles across, countries long, opened to swallow the ice, taking small tribal villages with it. Shortly after, a strange and dire mist billowed forth. The ice melted and transformed into fog, warm and fetid. In time, the fog covered all of the northern lands and came to be known as the Shroud. The Shroud appears to be an almost fantasy post-apocalyptic setting, really. There is a sense of society having failed. There's a sense of mystery and wilderness as well. Also, it appears to have an impending doom, which is coming as well. The first product of the Shroud is the Races of the Shroud, the Ape Lord. The PDF is $1.99 and is available through Indie Press Revolution and RPG Now for download. It's also available through Paizo Now, apparently. The PDF has 12 pages to it, though the first two are essentially splash pages, so call it 10 pages of material. I should first address the layout and quality. The product is laid out and is very reminiscent of articles on the Dungeons & Dragons website. The artwork is done by Storm Cook and Melissa Gay. It's actually quite good and conveys the feel of the material well. The layout was done by Fred Hicks himself, who has a history of good layouts and books. The primary writing was done by Fred and a freelance writer and old friend of mine, Lee Hammock. The primary focus of the PDF is, of course, the Ape Lord. The Ape Lords were, at one time, snow apes living on the frozen tundra. When the Shroud came, they were changed. They became more intelligent. They became nomads, wandering the Shroud, changed lands as tribes. They revere their elders and believe there is something in the Shroud associated with the ultimate fate of their spirits. The PDF first has the stats for playing an Ape Lord as a character. As a race, they are actually kind of neat. Did you see the Planet of the Apes remakes a few years ago? The Ape Lords look like the gorillas in that. They have traits related to climbing ability and their powerful fists, and the Shroudborn origin. The racial power is perhaps a little weak, but not overly so. And Ape Lord's fists are treated as clubs for determining damage and proficiency bonus. The racial power is an encounter power. You may use your fist to attack twice in a single standard action. There are racial feats in there as well. I have to say the Paragon tier feat of Ape from Above is just fun. As a race, the Ape Lord is on par with the core races and has some nice flavor bits. The race is well suited as a fighter or a rogue, and probably a ranger. With its bonuses to strength and dexterity, it could be useful in all of those classes. I imagine when the Barbarian comes out, it will be well suited as well. The PDF starts with the stats and the description of the Ape Lord culture. It moves to write-ups of the race as monster stats and how to use them tactically, interspersed in all of this are many adventure ideas in the text. When we move on to corrupted and undead Ape Lords, these monsters are the Ape Lords who fell to the undead that they fought and were raised by necromancers to go fight the living. These are actually scary, heroic tier monsters. You could definitely use them in a scary jungle encounter. A little bit of the PDF is devoted to adventure ideas. These ideas go a long way to describing the feel of the setting. The primary enemies here are undead and necromancers, but some of the adventures are about how humans and Ape Lords interact and how the Ape Lords deal with the constant threat of the necromancers in the Shroud. Well, to review, as a first offering, I have to say this is a good one. The quality is solid, the material is interesting and well written for the most part. The coolness factor of playing an intelligent ape is high. I mean, you're a big, powerful, furry behemoth who can climb trees and beat up bad guys with your bare fists or use a big sword to do it. The story elements involved here are interesting and really could fit in a number of different campaigns. I could see even lifting the race and putting them into a world not involved in the Shroud. You could, for instance, drop the Ape Lords into the beast lands of the Forgotten Realms, or the jungles of Chult, and they'd fit fine. In Eberron, you could just have them in the jungles of Zendrick. Or you could drop the whole setting material into an existing campaign. It is well constructed to be modular, after all. If there is a weakness, I would have to say there's a lack of detail in the Ape Lord tribe specifics. This is only a minor quibble, though. They do provide detail about the burial practices and other traditions found within the tribe. All those things said, this is a really good product. As an entry to the Shroud products, it works. As a standalone product dropped into any campaign, it works nicely as well. Now the next product I'm going to be reviewing is The Half Dead. This is another race book for the 4th edition and is structured much like the Ape Lord PDF. First is the basic write-up of the race. The half-dead are what they sound like, really. They are someone who has been struck with some sort of necromantic effect and pushed most of the way to dying, but managed to fight their way to a halfway point of being alive. But they're permanently tainted by necromancy. They are meant to be tragic hero types. They're also very, very tough as fighters. The bonus to strength and constitution are ideal for that defender, but also they get resistance to necrotic damage, plus 5 to all death saves, so they are hard to put down and keep down. The racial power of the Horrified Wrath is not great. As an encounter power, you get to add your con modifier in necrotic damage to an attack if you are bloodied by an attack. On top of that, you are negative 2 on your defenses against fear-based attacks. As the racial power goes, this is pretty weak. At first level, it can be helpful, but as you level up, the damage totals start climbing. It's just not all that helpful. Unlike, say, the Elven Accuracy or the Halfling Luck racial powers. There is a good write-up of what life as a half-dead is like. It details the kinds of changes they have to enter the state that they're in. In particular, you can be from any race originally, but now they are half-dead, and all their racial traits are defined by that. They do list 3 good character backstory write-ups for the race, so you can have an idea of how you might make a character that is half-dead. The next section is the racial feats. Oh my, but the racial feats for this one are pretty good. They are all quite effective. My favorite is the heroic tier feat called Death's Slippery Grasp, which lowers the threshold for death to negative your full hit points rather than the bloodied amount. Really, most of the racial feats are built around the fact that they are hard to actually put down and kill. This is appealing to me for various reasons. There is also a half-dead template in the PDF for application to existing monster types. This template is pretty good. It would make for an interesting undead solution that is perhaps more interesting than, say, a zombie, but not quite as powerful as the Lich. The one example monster that they show is a half-dead Minotaur, which honestly I would not want to fight. As a 10th level elite soldier, this thing could put a hurt on someone really bad. The last section, as with the Ape Lord PDF, are adventure hook ideas. They are all solid and well-presented. They give a good notion of how the half-dead fit into the Shroud, more than in the Ape Lord. These hooks are actually overall easier to plant in any setting. The overall read on this product is that this is another good product. My minor complaints with the racial power aside, this is a really interesting race, and honestly, I'm a little surprised no one came up with it before this. It is a compelling theme to it. The artwork is actually pretty good in this, although there's only one piece, and I kind of wanted to see more variety, but that probably would have cost more. This race, again, could be dropped in any game. Both Forgotten Realms and Eberron, for instance, have things which could easily explain the half-dead. It could be a strange side effect of the spell plague, or he could be a survivor stumbling out of the Mornlands. As a furthering of the world of Shroud, it offers some little hints here and there about how the Shroud could be used. Unlike the Ape Lords, this race is less tied to being from a jungle or a wilderness setting. It is less pulpy and more tragic, but it's still pretty good. I'm going to recommend that people get it. Well, I'm going to wrap up here. There are other products from One Bad Egg, and certainly more to come. I will come back and review some of the others later, but this is a good couple to start out with. My overall impression is that, for the price, these are great products. $1.99 each, and they are every bit as good as the best that they offer at D&D Insider, for instance. I've bought every one of these so far, and the guys have put out some really good books here. I can't say I'm disappointed. As I said, I will give a follow-up review down the road. I certainly recommend you get these books from RPG Now, Paizo.com, or Indie Press Revolution. I'm sure that these guys would love to actually sell them to you, and they really are worth your time. Well, that'll be it for now. Back to Jeff and the Tome Show.
All right, there's the Ape Lord and the Half-Dead from Jeremiah McCoy of The Basics of the Game. And since we're hearing from him anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play you the promo for The Basics of the Game.
Gamma World.
Nobilis.
GURPS.
Rifts.
Hero System.
Savage Worlds.
Dungeons.
Legend of the Five Rings Role-Playing Game.
Shadowrun.
Amber Diceless Roleplay.
Mage The Awakening.
Space.
Battlelords of the 23rd Century.
Talk.
Call
Mutants
of
and Masterminds.
Changeling. The Lost.
It's all about The Basics of the Game. The Basics of the Game is a role-playing and tabletop gaming-oriented podcast. Reviews, interviews, and intelligent discussions of the hobby. The Basics of the Game, found at thebasicsofthegame.blogspot.com. Experience in gaming.
And that is episode 94. You can email the show at thetomeshow@gmail.com. Swing by the forums and let us know if you ever buy third-party PDF products and what you like about them and what you don't. You can also help the show get noticed with reviews or votes on various sites, and make sure you get out there and tell people about it. We're still hoping to have a big slew of reviews and new listeners coming in for the holidays. So do your part to give the Tome that gift of being noticed. And speaking of giving gifts, don't forget to swing by the Tome's Amazon store for products discussed on this show and more. The Tome gets part of the proceeds, and that helps keep us on the air. And once again, you can find it all at thetomeshow.com, along with the show notes for this episode. This has been episode 94, Ape Lord and Half Dead, of
the Tome, the Tome, the Tome, the Tome, the Tome, the Tome, the Tome.
I'm on the wall.